Exo Takeover.
Welcome back, guys, to a brand new episode of Exo Takeover, and I'm here with the man, the legend of cars, maybe, Exo Boys. Welcome to the show. How are you feeling?
Man, it's another good morning, man. It's Sunday, so definitely going to be riding around all over the city again. So,
well, welcome back again, I should say, because you kicked us off with the reboot of this show, and now you're here again for season two. Amazing.
And thank you again, man. I really do appreciate it.
So, you know, we all know why we're here by now. Exo Takeover, questions about the weekend. But I want to kick it off with another Exo member, Nav, and talk a bit about him for a bit. Because could you let the people know who are watching what this is about?
Oh, yeah, man. So the sure idea, man, of course, is like I've said, like the last one that we did, a lot of people really don't recognize Nav a lot, and it's shown through the years. But a lot of people that, you know, listen to his music and support him are always listening to him. And I think his music is, like I said, in my opinion, is top five for me. And when I came up with the shirt idea, he's always saying, you know, brown boy, and I said, you know what? Let's put that on the shirt. Let's put that on the shirt. That's like his little thing that he says. And then, of course, we came up with the little ideas of the pictures and stuff, and especially that little thing in the background. I've totally forgot right now because my head's spinning right now. But I really wanted to show a little support to Nav, man. He's one of my favorites, and I just, like I said, wanted to show support to him.
Do you think you'll ever get the chance to give him one of these shirts, or do you think he'll see these shirts and show some love?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm really waiting for him to drop the next album. And then for sure, it's tour time for him. So the last time I saw him was in Austin, and I did the whole meet and greet. That was my first time actually meeting Nav, and real humble dude. So it's definitely for sure I'll see him next time, and hopefully I can hand him off one of these shirts.
Well, speaking of Nav, what are your predictions for this up-and-coming album? That we've been waiting quite a while for this next album. You know, it was meant to be Nav 2, then it was On My Way to Rexdale. What are your thoughts? What are you expecting, anticipating for this album?
I think the first two songs that he's dropped, I know a lot of people were hating on those two songs, which I really don't understand why. I guess people were really hoping for the old Nav, you know, like 2015, 2016 Nav. But it's just like with a lot of artists, you have to start doing new things. And I guess some people don't really like the change. And I can understand that point, but I think the reason why, too, that he postponed the album, too, was, of course, a lot of rappers were coming out with albums. And there was that little saying that, you know, of course, The Weeknd maybe had something to do with it. But I don't think that's what it was. I just think the reaction that he got out of those two songs made him pull back and say, okay, well, my fans ain't liking this. Maybe I need to go back in there and change it up. But to me, in my opinion, I thought those two songs were fire. 6 a.m. and Rexdale. I think those two were fire. And that's just my opinion. But I think now that he did go back and change it, I think we're probably going to get probably that 15 and 16 Nav, just a little bit. But of course, he is going to go to that stage where, okay, I'm going to change my music. I'm going to go just a different route.
Because even before those two tracks, we had, was it Baller and Lately? I really liked Lately. I feel like Lately was like a nice, calm, chill kind of song, and that song did kind of remind me of when Nav dropped the self-titled mixtape. What would you say your favorite Nav album is, and why?
Demons Protected by Angels. I think even though that's like his latest last album, and the runner-up too would be probably the Metro Boomin one. That's just different, but I think the Demons Protected by Angels it's just the features that he has on it, Don Toliver, just many of those guys too. And just every song, it hits you because he's talking about certain things that, like I said, even like when The Weeknd does it, it's things that we've gone through and it just hits us in our soul. And you're just like, wow, man, like it just, you could be driving down the road and you're just in your feelings. I'm like, oh no. So that album for me was special too, because that's actually the one album that when he went on tour, I actually met him. So that's another one that keeps close to my heart too.
When I saw Nav, it was for his Bad Habits album, I believe. He only did one show in the UK. He needs to come back. I'm still waiting.
Yeah.
I've been waiting. He needs to come back because it's been a long, long time.
Yeah, yeah. It's like I said, the album too, it's been a while too, so he needs to come back refreshed.
Yeah, well, Nav, if you're watching this, we're waiting. Stop messing about. We're waiting.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's now go into, what most people are probably here to hear us talk about. Hurry Up Tomorrow, the brand new album by The Weeknd. So much has happened since that album has come out, including yesterday when he tweeted about new trailers coming for the film. What are your thoughts on the film? What are your predictions?
Oh man, I think it's gonna be a cliffhanger. I think so. Like with the trailer that we got, it was incredible, but it's definitely gonna be a cliffhanger. I'm really excited to see what him and Jenna Ortega cooked up. She's a credible actor. I think Abel picked the right one for that one. And we're gonna continue to see Abel's acting. I think a lot of people, not necessarily the EXO community, but a lot of people were really hating on his acting on The Idol. And to me, I think he nailed it. For, being something that was his first time doing a series or even like a movie kind of thing. And I think he nailed it. So I think this one, this is like his film. It's about him. And just like The Idol too, but of course it was the Tedros thing, but this is about him, what he went through, and it's gonna be really good because it's his ideas fully into there. So hurry up. I think it's May 16, I believe.
I believe, but as we are gathering, or it might be common knowledge now that the album is made to go alongside the film. So, with what you've heard from the album alone, can you see how it would fit into this kind of film?
Oh, yeah, definitely that bathtub scene, definitely baptized in fear. And then of course where he can't sing, right? Transitions to São Paulo. So a lot of those songs just easily go into that trailer. Easily. And I think that last song that he did was Hurry Up Tomorrow, the last song. I think that one's gonna be a very, very I know I'm gonna get emotional on that one. Definitely. I can't wait to see where he puts that one in.
So, with the album, do you think that it has like a cohesive sound, or do you think it plays with a lot of different styles, like a lot of different like R&B, pop, like?
Yeah, the first track, it's that Michael Jackson vibe, and then after that it hits you to that little futuristic stuff and I'm just like, whoa, this guy really did everything. And then he throws in the OG stuff, the samples OG stuff, and he just outdid himself on this album. He really did. And he went from what he was doing now, and then he gives us what the OG fans wanted too. So this album was just incredible from start to finish.
Is there a particular song where, like The Weeknd's voice is sounding really like haunting or ethereal?
I think it's Baptized in Fear. I think that's the first song that he came out, like when he teases before the album dropped. And I was like, man, this guy really went through it. Really went through it.
Before we even got this album, we had the Sao Paulo show, and he did tease and perform a lot of the songs that are now on this album. Is there any that have really stood out and sound better than they did when we heard them at the performance for you?
He Take Me Back to LA. When you put the headphones on and it's more, surrounded sound, you could hear every bit of it. And that's the one song that I was like, wow, this one came up wonderfully.
Is there a reason why do you think that he's finally decided to put that out?
Like, what do you mean? Like the
The song Take Me Back to LA. Why do you think he's finally decided to release that? Because we heard it years ago, around After Hours.
Yeah.
What do you think is the reasoning behind him finally bringing it out all these years later?
I think he wanted to perfect it too. I think so. Because I know I've heard that the original version that was supposed to be on the After Hours, because I think it came out on YouTube or something like that. And when you hear this version, it was different. So I think for him, he was like, well, this kind of sounds a little bit of After Hours, and I wanted to sound what this album was saying. So maybe that's what he did. And I know he got a lot of good feedback when it first came out on YouTube. So, but I think that's what he wanted to do was it kind of felt like the After Hours thing, but I wanted to make it sound like Hurry Up Tomorrow thing.
Do you think he could have put it on Dawn FM?
That too, because Dawn FM was more of that futuristic stuff too. But I think for me, it was like more After Hours.
this whole new trilogy, I do want to take it a bit back for a second and talk about My Dear Melancholy and just get your thoughts on that first of all.
No, that album, I think when the album came out, I think I was going through it too. I think a lot of people were going through it, especially my other friend the other day. He was like, man, when Hurry Up Tomorrow came out, man, he was like, these songs just hit me because I'm going through it too. But that specific album, it was, like I said, it hit me. And I think it hit a lot of people because of that sense of what we were going through. And then, of course, you feel his pain, right, with after that whole Selena drama. And you were just like, man, I really feel bad for Abel. But hey, without the breakup, we probably wouldn't have got that album.
Is there a song on that album that stands out to you the most?
It's gonna have to be between Call Out My Name and Privilege.
How come?
I really do like Privilege. It's like that darkish kind of thing.
Do you prefer the original or the remix with Kid Cudi?
I think the original. Don't get me wrong, the remix was good, but I like the original.
I'm surprised that he hasn't released those remixes, to be fair, because we got a Try Me remix he did with Quavo, I believe. And the Privilege remix with Kid Cudi, but he's not officially released them. It's a bit
I think
weird.
he does it a lot with a lot of these albums. He doesn't really re release a lot of those, which I don't understand why, but I guess there's a meaning behind it.
Do you think we might eventually get them released for like the 10-year anniversary, maybe?
Possibly, maybe, or maybe after he does the end of this USA tour, or maybe not even the US, maybe the international tour, when it's his last, the last one. I think maybe he just is gonna release everything out of, that weekend persona.
Yeah, hopefully. I would like to see some kind of, legacy roundup. There's some things he'll just release as like a complete thing. Maybe some, bringing back some old merch that he used to do, official issue maybe. Items from each era that are back on sale for a limited time. I feel like
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
a really good thing for him to do. I know that
Yeah,
I would get every item.
me too, man. This guy has made me broke, man. I think just this from December to now, I think I spent about maybe about $1,500 just on merch, and my wallet is hurting, man. So, Abel, if you're watching this, please stop for about another month or two, please, because I already know you're gonna probably drop another one.
What are your thoughts on the merch over the years? A lot of people say, it's gone down in quality. There's barely any. Like, we used to get it every 2 months. What are your thoughts on how the merch is at the minute and how it has been?
I think the merch has been good. The only thing when I had went to Hot Topic and I had got one of the shirts, it looks small. But I think every different, like, I know he just did the Amazon one, which I just ordered. Those came out really good. I know for sure the ones on the EXO side are always fire, the quality. But I can understand what people are saying. I think what it is, I think it's just different when he collabs with different stores. They have their own little material shirts. So, but the graphics on all the shirts are wonderful. They're wonderful. I just think the people, I think they just choose the wrong shirt material sometimes.
Is there a particular item of merch from any era, any year that really, really, really stands out to you that you really like? If you could have it, you definitely have it.
Probably the bomb jacket, the XL, all black with the white lettering in the back. I believe that one was an H&M exclusive, if I'm not mistaken.
Cream coloured one.
But I know a lot of the H&M stuff was really good, the bomb jackets, and then of course they screwed that up with that stupid post that they did. So yeah, for sure the jackets for me. I miss those jackets. And oh, even the Puma shoes, he only came out with those for a year, I think, and then they just got discontinued. So
Yeah, I don't even think the white ones got officially released, or they might have done, but very small
very
amount.
small quantity. Yeah, I've been looking for the black ones and I just can't find them. I'm just like, Abel, you need to release the shoe again.
I'm lucky enough to have the black and white ones,
Yeah.
but I rarely wear them. They're just hidden away somewhere, but they are
You gotta
nice.
wear them. You just gotta wear them like maybe like once a month and then put them back in the box just so it looks nice.
Exactly. But he has collabed with many people. We've had Alexander Wang, H&M, Puma, Amazon as well, we could say. Who would you like to see him collaborate with merch-wise?
What I really want him to collab with is some EXO chains. But some affordable ones, because some of these are real diamonds in them, and some of us don't have that kind of money. But I would like for him to come up with like an affordable EXO chain, especially the one you got on, man. That one's pretty cool. Yeah.
I'm hoping that, EXO chains on Instagram. If you're watching this, hook me up with a takeover chain. We need to make it happen.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, I'm surprised that we haven't seen him release any chains, because he has released crazy products in the past. We've had the Kisslang condoms, we've had the electronic cigarettes, we've even had the towels, EXO towels with his face on it for after hours. Where's the chains?
Yeah, that's the last missing piece, the chains. Come on, Abel.
But back to Hurry Up Tomorrow. What are your, we've got the tour coming up. We've seen images of what the stage is supposed to look like. What are your predictions like onwards for where this era's gonna go?
I know for sure the UK is going to get probably maybe not another nah, you know what? You might get end up getting the House of Balloons statue. I really think so.
I'm hoping
I
so.
mean, I had saw the concept yesterday of it and I was like, oh, it looks cool. It looks futuristic. But I remember when you posted there was something missing, right? And there was nothing in the middle. But of course on the last US tour that he did, there was nothing in the middle. So I really think y'all guys might end up getting something like that. Maybe House of Balloons, something that's gonna, recall the old ones. So, fingers crossed for y'all.
Hopefully, I'm praying. I'm waiting for these tickets to come so I could just get all of them.
I feel like maybe he'll release those tickets maybe like midway through the US tour. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe he has to finish the whole tour, give it a month, and then come out with them. I can't remember what he did for the last tour, how he did it. I think he would finish the whole leg, right, and then announce it.
I don't think we'll get the European announcement until the end of this year, maybe like November, December, or even early next year, I reckon.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Sadly, gotta wait and watch all the Americans enjoy it. I do want to quickly ask about your thoughts on Playboi Carti joining the store.
Think it's different. Yeah, I think it's different, but I think it's gonna be good. I know for sure Playboi Carti's probably gonna end up playing Fiend, and then a couple of supposedly he's supposed to be dropping soon. So maybe a couple of songs from him. I know him and The Weeknd have that new song that they teased at Rolling Loud, so definitely gonna get that one, but I'm excited for it. I know for sure when he comes out, everyone's gonna be moshing out and stuff like that. So, but I don't know how they're gonna do it with the because the US tour we have chairs on the bottom sections. I know in the UK they don't have the chairs, so I don't know how that's gonna work.
I think people might try and mosh. I don't know, but I guess I'm keen to see the videos of what happens.
Yeah, especially me being front row. I think the San Antonio one, so. Hopefully, I'm not being pushed around.
Fingers crossed, fingers crossed. But unfortunately for this episode, we're out of questions for this week. But it's time to hand it over to you. Introduce yourself to the people watching, the people listening, and let us know your top five EXO songs and why.
Yes, sir. So, of course, EXO Boy SRT. Been a fan since 2012, 11. Been a long time. I just want to tell you guys are amazing, man. This EXO community, definitely different than anyone else, man. Love you guys. And then of course the shirts that we're gonna be selling right here, definitely gonna be coming out very soon, getting the last touches. And just want to say I love you guys, man. Thank you all so much. And my top five songs, man, that is gonna be hard. Can I just put every album, each album on Let's see. Number five, I'm gonna say Party Monster. That's from the Starboy track. That one's definitely my top favorite. I'm gonna put Pretty at number four. Definitely four. Let's see. Number three. I'm gonna say Baptized in Fear. Because that's definitely I can't even explain it, it's just in the feels on that one. Number two, I'm gonna say Heartless. I'm definitely gonna have to say Heartless, especially Metro Boomin on that one. Number one, my all-time favorite song. I'm gonna have to say House of Balloons.
I like that answer. I like that answer a lot.
House of Balloons. I think that one for sure is where it started in that era. From starting from there to where we're at now, the amazing GOAT came up with the greatest story.
That is, I would definitely say that House of Balloons is probably like my number one, or like at least top five, because that song alone just says everything that it needs to, and it tells you everything you need to know about Abel.
Yep. That's the
It's
reason why I put it number one every time.
I couldn't agree with that more. But yeah, thank you for that amazing top five. And for those watching, listening, the Brown Boy shirts will be out soon, I believe.
Yes. I think what the day that this video comes out, we're probably gonna end up taking pre-orders that day. So y'all guys
But yeah.
just stay tuned. Our page, if you follow my page, ExoBoySRT, if you go down to my bio, I'll have the link to where you can follow our page. And then you can keep up with all the updates.
But you heard the man. Go and get what yours now, pre-order it. They'll be there. And that is it for this week's Exo Takeover. We will see you next Sunday with more special guests talking more things Exo.
Let's go.